Becker, Episode 12, Part 1 of The Hunt.
Two more Western sandwiches, Sam, and a chop suey.
Like a demon suddenly released from a long captivity, the winds raged through the valley, snapping the frail limbs of the ancient pines. It's a bit rich for the messenger, isn't it?
You don't like it?
He hasn't read much Hemingway.
And that's bad?
I think folks around here like their nature a little less decorated.
What would you know about folks around here? You spend your life with the folks from everywhere else, and they love this stuff. The promise of a little excitement.
Where did you find this fella, anyway?
I didn't. He found me. He dropped in a couple of weeks ago. Got to talking. He was quite a personable young man.
So you hired him, just like that?
I didn't have to. He volunteered.
Well, you got your money's worth.
He'll sell papers, you watch. And he'll sell Cascade.
Just what we need, more visitors. Sadie, can I have the bill, please?
Right away, Mr. Becker.
Will I see you later?
It's Saturday night, Fiona. All those visitors you're attracting will be howling through the halls.
Becker!
But we can lie in Sunday morning.
Huh? Becker? Afternoon, Miss Highwood.
Sergeant?
You want coffee, Sergeant?
No time, Sadie. We've got a problem.
Oh, not me. I have to get back up the hill, Neil.
Believe me, you're going to want to know about this. No, that's not true. You're not going to want to know about this, but you're stuck with it, I'm afraid.
Is this another one of those masculine secrets?
Not really. I just don't believe in yelling fire in a crowded restaurant.
So, how about whispering?
How about you come along with Becker and me?
I beg your pardon. Did I hear that correctly? You're inviting me?
Nothing personal. I just can't think of a way to keep you out of it.
Let's go, then.
No, hold it, hold it. Where are we going?
I've got someone I want you to meet. Becker, this is Mr. Sullivan.
The writer?
I'm honored, Mr. Becker. Afternoon, boss.
If Mr. Sullivan's done anything wrong, Sergeant...
Yeah, hold your horses, Miss Highwood. The point of this meeting is that Mr. Sullivan believes...
Not believes, Sergeant. I have definitely discovered the recent victim of a bear attack.
Another one?
That's right.
Did you get a good look at it?
I just wanted to get out of there.
So you couldn't identify him?
I'm afraid not.
But he was probably a guest at the hotel.
Oh, don't say that, Neil.
Sullivan found this key.
On the trail.
Room 911. So where were you when you found him?
About a day's walk south of here.
Pretty close to the last one.
But that was 3 weeks ago.
Maybe it's not the same bear.
I don't know. One killer bear is pretty extraordinary. Two at one time is close to impossible.
You sure you're not being sentimental?
The only reason a bear becomes a killer, Mr. Sullivan, is for food. Usually he's too old and his teeth are too worn down to hunt anything but people. Still, he's got to be pretty close to starving to ignore his natural fear of humans. Now, this has been a particularly good summer, so the chance of a starving bear is very slim.
You learn something every day.
That you do, Mr. Sullivan.
I'll see if I can find Whiskey Dan.
Who's Whiskey Dan?
One of the best guides around. Probably the best since Mr. Becker quit. The trouble is nobody's seen him for a couple of weeks.
How do you know?
I was going to hire him.
Well, he's probably hiding out somewhere.
Looks like it's yours, Becker.
How long is it going to take you to write this up, Tim?
Oh, I already have.
Excuse me. You're not running anything until we've had a look. You don't want to start a panic.
You don't think we should warn people?
We have to check it out first, Fiona.
Don't worry, Miss Highwood. We'll have an even better story soon. On the trail of the killer bear.
You're not coming.
Oh, yes, I am, Sergeant. I'm the only one who knows where it is. I'm afraid you have to take me.
Good for you, Tim.
I'll talk to Mr. Hickey.
Sometimes, Becker, sometimes I wonder at the wisdom of building a hotel in the middle of the jungle.
I don't think wisdom had much to do with it.
Yes, well, we'll leave that, shall we? Do we know anything at all?
Not a great deal. Room 911 is registered to a Mr. Hope. He checked in 4 days ago. Apparently he has a red beard, and no one's seen him since.
And you've checked his room?
I stuck my head in. I thought I'd wait to see if it's actually him before I give it a real look.
Quite right, too. We could move his belongings into storage. This time of year, we really need every room we can get.
Now, why didn't I think of that? The trouble is, he's paid for a week in advance.
Then that gives you 3 days to decide if he's still with us.
I'm leaving as soon as Drake and Mr. Sullivan arrive.
Mr. Sullivan?
The new reporter for the Messenger.
A reporter? You're taking a reporter?
He found the body.
But it's the height of the season. Hickey... Yes, tell Mr. Sullivan to come in.
Speak of the devil.
I think I'll have a few words. Come. Ah, Mr. Sullivan. I'm Hickey, the manager.
How do you do, sir?
Now, Becker tells me you'll be writing an account.
Yes, sir. Excuse me, sir. I have a message for Mr. Becker. I'm supposed to tell you that Sergeant Drake will not be accompanying us.
What? Why?
A problem came up. He didn't give me the details.
Damn. There is a telephone in the outer lobby, Becker.
Miss Watts, could you ring Sergeant Drake for me? Thank you.
And Mr. Sullivan, I hope you'll be mentioning the seriousness with which the hotel regards the safety of our guests.
Yes, sir.
And that a rogue bear is a very, very rare phenomenon.
Thanks, Miss Watts.
Miss Becker?
You're going to have to give him a message, Mr. Hickey. Tell him we'll take the road by Half Cup Creek.
Don't worry, Becker. We'll manage.
A bear is a very dangerous animal, Mr. Sullivan.
But surely not for Becker.
For anyone, Mr. Sullivan.
So, Becker, you're on the trail.
Looks like.
Must be something after so many years. Testing yourself again. Man against beast.
Oh, I'm not a hunter, Mr. Sullivan.
Is that why you wanted Whiskey Dan?
He's been looking for this bear since the first attack.
But I hear he has a problem remaining sober.
Oh, Dan never mixes his work and his liquor. A man needs his liquor, Becker, and a man needs his work. But God help the man mixes them in the same glass. That's what he used to say. Probably still does.
You know, I never met a drunk yet who didn't believe he was in control. You remember the last time you came down this trail, Becker?
It was a few years ago.
Nothing specific? No memories from my report?
No.
Well, if you think of anything. You like this part of the country?
It's very beautiful.
Beautiful? You think so? Seems very primitive to me. Savage. Violent. Did you read my last piece in The Messenger? I'd value your opinion as a student of literature.
What?
You were a student of literature, weren't you? English literature? University of Toronto. Trinity College.
How'd you know that?
We're fellow alumni.
Not quite. I didn't graduate.
Right. The war. Lieutenant James Becker. You still got that scar?
What?
That little scar just to the right of your navel? German bayonet, wasn't it?
Bullet.
What?
How do you know that?
We've got a few friends in common.
Look, Sullivan,
Tim.
I don't know. The thing is, Tim, I don't like to talk about myself too much.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend.
Oh, no offense, but
I heard you should talk on the trail. Doesn't it warn the bears we're coming? Like whistling in the dark? We take the right fork here.
You sure?
You don't trust me?
Well, it's easy to get lost out here.
Not me. I've got a system. What are you doing?
Chopping a chevron into this tree, marking the trail.
I can find our way back.
It's for the sergeant.
Oh, right. Hey, do you know how I'm keeping us on the trail? You want to know? I make notes. You want to hear?
If you like.
We'll stop here for a moment, okay? Up here where that log's falling across the path. Okay. Tall tree. Returning soldier with a broken shoulder. 23 steps. Fallen idol, probably struck by lightning, lying across path. That's here. The lesser, crushed by the fall of the great. That's the smaller tree, right over there. In 50 steps, we'll see Dr. Rock, a large granite boulder. Of course, I don't have to count steps like that the second time around. I remember most of what I've written down.
Must take you a hell of a long time to get anywhere.
Well, when you're by yourself, it doesn't matter that much, does it? Besides, I'm compelled to write things down. I imagine great writers are like that.
Yeah, I suppose they are. But great writers are not always the best trail guides.
Why would you say that?
They're more imaginative. They see things at a deeper level, perhaps.
I'm having no trouble following my notes.
Because they're yours. I mean, where you see a fallen idol, I may see a Douglas fir.
You mean my reality isn't yours?
Something like that.
Very perceptive, Becker. Let me read you something. Yeah, here it is. Listen to this. Sometimes he appears to me a mountain pine, rooted firmly in the earth, strong against wind and rain. Other times he reminds me of the mountain sheep, perfectly balanced on an edge no wider than a knife's blade. Sometimes I think God must be at home like this in creation. Got any idea who that is?
No one I know.
It's you, Becker. It's a description of you.
You wrote that?
Me? Good Lord, no. Not me, Becker. But lots of people see you that way. Personally, I think that last bit, the bit about God, is a touch overdone.
So, who did write it?
Well, that's the question, isn't it? But I'm afraid I can't tell you. I was just reading it to illustrate what you were saying. What's true for one person obviously isn't true for another.
I didn't quite say that.
Yeah, and then there's the people who really do know the truth.
Like you?
Me? Yes. I know the truth about some things. I can find my way through the forest. We're almost there.
Yep. We'd better make camp.
But it's only 5 o'clock.
We don't want to get caught in the dark.
Yeah, but the sun won't set till after 9.
Yeah, that's true. If you're on the other side of that mountain.
You frightened?
It always makes sense to be a little frightened out here. Particularly when there are bears around.
But you weren't always frightened out here, were you? Not when you were younger. You weren't even cautious.
What are you getting at, Sullivan?
I'm just trying to get an idea of what you were like before.
Before what?
Before you were like you are. When you were my age, that's all. A few years ago, when you were my age.
Look, Sullivan, I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but are you all right?
What do you mean?
Well, you've been prodding at me since we left the road.
Prodding at you?
You seem to have some ideas about me.
Are you sure about that?
I don't like to play games, Sullivan.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to upset you. You're a topic of conversation. Anyway, I heard you'd had some trouble a while back. A woman you were guiding fell off a ledge. A woman called Marilyn, something like that.
Her name was Madeline.
Madeline. Madeline Parker, wasn't it? I heard you were in love with her.
Where's this going, Sullivan?
Nowhere. It's just that I know that ledge is down here, and I've been trying to find out how you felt about coming back to where it happened.
You wanted to find out how I felt.
I thought it would add something to my report. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get you angry. I don't seem to be able to help myself, but I'll try. Honestly, I'll try.
That's the end of it, then.
Thanks. Can I ask you a favor?
Look, if you're going to start up again, I...
No, I was just going to ask a favor. I mean, I'd really like to keep going.
I've already explained to you...
No, I understand your reasons, but I can't leave that man like that for another night.
Well, it isn't going to make any difference to him.
But it will to me. You think I'm nervous now? I won't be able to sleep. I'll be up talking.
Okay. Okay, let's go.
There's a creek just ahead. Still marking the trail, eh?
Yep.
Not much point now. It'll soon be too dark for the sergeant to read it.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow's going to be too late, isn't it? I mean, with any luck, we'll be on our way back to town.
I don't know why I agreed to go on with him. Curiosity, I guess. But more than that, it seemed to me he had something to tell me. Something about Madeline. We followed the trail along beside the creek for about a mile to the place that Sullivan had crossed before. His prints were clear in the mud as they crossed and recrossed the water. More interesting, however, was the other set of prints. Well-worn boots crossed with him on the way out, but they didn't come back.
Oh, my God.
You recognize him?
His face is pretty much destroyed.
We'd better take a closer look.
Oh. What?
I stepped on something. Right here. Oh, God, it's a foot. His foot. Oh, the bear must have bitten it off. I think I'm going to be sick.
We'll do it over there.
No. No, it's all right. Oh, my... I'm sorry. I've just never seen anything like that.
It's not pretty.
Oh, did it... Do they usually do that?
They like to start with the intestines. Have a look over here.
What?
This tree, the trunk. You see how the bark's been scraped away?
What does it mean?
Well, have a look at his leg.
Someone's taken his boots.
Look at the one without the foot. You see how the skin of the ankle's been scraped back to the bone? It looks like he was chained up when the bear attacked.
Well, who'd do something like that?
If he'd have been a fox, he'd have chewed right through it.
Is that what happened?
No, the cut's too clean. I think whoever did this came back for his chain. He probably cut off that foot out of... I don't know, it was probably more fun than unlocking it.
Here's his boot.
Let me see.
Tell me, Mr. Sullivan, why did you ask me if I recognized him?
A slip of the tongue, I guess. But you do recognize him, don't you?
It's Whiskey Dan.
Very good, Becker. And you said you didn't like games? Come on now, Becker. Wake up. That's it. In there, Becker. Come on out and play.
Sullivan.
Still me. Still here. You got a bit of a hangover, maybe? Very appropriate at this stage of the game.
I told you before, I don't like games, Sullivan.
What? Chain, Becker. Didn't want you running away.
So what did you want?
Don't be angry, Becker. It's only a game. All you've got to do is figure out what's happening. And why it's happening. If you get all that, you get to try to stop it happening. Of course, the odds of that are fairly slim. I mean, chained up beside a recent bear kill. I'll tell you what, I'll leave the keys here. You deduce how to get them, and you can have them. Now, shall we start with what we know? You've correctly identified the remains as your old drinking buddy, Whiskey Dan. Hey, you deserve a drink for that. Nothing more appropriate than Dan's own bottle.
I'm not playing, Sullivan.
Well, if you're going to be a spoil sport, how'd you like to see the beautiful Miss Highwood chained up here? Can you imagine her with her stomach ripped out and her guts dragged across the clearing?
What do you want?
Not me. Whiskey Dan. Friendship demands a drink. Go ahead, Becker. You haven't got any choice. Take a good swallow. To Whiskey Dan, the best there was.
Better than you.
Yeah, but not quite as clever. How did you know it was him, Becker?
I gave him those boots.
Oh, do you want them back?
Why did you kill him, Sullivan?
Me? He was killed by a bear.
Oh, no, you killed him. Somehow you got the drop on him. You chained him up and waited.
You don't even know I was here.
You were. You left the evidence in the mud at the creek. Two sets of boots. Yours, new and small, and a pair of boots so worn down they curled up the sides of the foot like moccasins. Only one set of tracks coming back. Yours.
So you've suspected me since then?
I haven't been comfortable with you since we left the hotel.
So why did you come?
I don't really know. I guess I've been expecting you for so long it seemed inhospitable not to.
Me?
Well, I didn't imagine you. But I knew I was going to be led back here sometime.
You mean to the place she died? It was here, wasn't it? She fell from up there, and she landed down here. Right here. Have another drink, Becker. To Madeline. Very good.
Why Whiskey Dan? He had nothing to do with Madeline.
Have another drink. Hey, think of your old buddy passing you the bottle from beyond the grave.
You think we were drinking. Drunk. And as a result, Madeline Parker... You think she died?
She did die, Becker.
Yes, she did. She fell and it had something to do with me. But you've got it wrong.
Are you pretending you're innocent?
I'm just telling you, you killed a man for no reason. He had nothing to do with her fall.
He supplied you.
I didn't start drinking until after Madeline fell. In fact, that's why I started drinking.
That's not what I heard.
Gossip Sullivan.
Sorry, Becker. I have the proof. You remember that letter I read you?
Letter?
I read you some of it, remember? Sometimes I think God must be at home like this in creation.
Madeline wrote that?
Would you like to hear the rest? Sometimes I think God must be at home like this in creation. How then to explain the fact that he spends his time with a very low group of men? One in particular, a man much admired by the others, is known as Whiskey Dan. I'm sure I don't need to explain why. I imagine them sitting down there at the end of the camp, drinking the night away. I swear, little brother... I wasn't going to tell you that. I swear, little brother, if I did not love him so, I could hardly begin to trust him with my safety. Do you hear that, Becker? I could hardly begin to trust him with my safety.
I didn't know that.
She goes on. I do such dangerous things to keep his attention. Yesterday, I found myself running along a ledge no wider than my waist. Jimmy could not decide whether he should applaud or admonish me. If he were not so in love, I think he would prefer anyone to me. Is that enough for you?
Yeah, it's enough. She was wrong. God help her, she was wrong about a lot of things.
I've got a lot more evidence, Jimmy. She wrote every
then
day.
Then you read me where she saw me drinking with Whiskey Dan. She was wrong, Timmy.
Hey, the only thing she was wrong about was to trust you. I told her she shouldn't. I wrote her letter after letter. But they never sent them. They put them all in a file.
Who?
Oh, you'd like to know that, wouldn't you? Think you'd understand me if you did? She wrote about you every day, Becker. Do you think they took her letters away? No, they thought they would bring a touch of reality into my life. You know what it's like to know that something terrible, the most terrible thing in the world, is going to happen to someone you love? And be unable to do a thing about it? Is that how you felt when she was dancing along the ledge?
No. Perhaps that's how I should have felt, but no, I didn't. I loved her bravery. I never understood the fear behind it.
Very pretty. If it was anyone but Madeline, I might be crying a tear right now, but I'm not. Do you feel the same way about Fiona?
You leave Fiona alone, Sullivan.
Oh, I can't do that. She's part of the game.
I said leave her alone.
Don't worry, Becker. I'll make sure she writes to you before the end. Goodbye, Becker.
Hold it. Hold it, Sullivan. There's a bear out there, remember?
Huh. I'm touched by your concern. Or is it just that you want someone here to protect you? It's not in the script, I'm afraid. There are protectors and the protected, and you're a protector, Becker. There's a certain arrogance among protectors, don't you think? They never imagine they'll need protection. In my experience, they're always caught unawares.
You don't move through bear country at night, Sullivan.
And you don't sit down next to a fresh kill.
Sullivan!
Goodbye, Becker. Have a drink for me.
Gotta remember to talk. Talk, Becker. Loud. Might work. As long as he's not too hungry. You hungry, Bear? You some toothless old bear can't get it any other way? I can't imagine Dan tasted anything but pickled. Pretty tough. Tougher than me, that's for sure. I should have another drink for Dan. I must have been really drunk to let Sullivan get the drop on him. What are you saying? Sullivan, you bastard, you lay a hand on her and I'll what? Not a whole lot of possibilities are there. Not a whole lot of... Oh, boy. Fiona. Fiona, I'm sorry. Maybe once I'm gone, he'll leave you alone. I mean, why not? You can't use it against me. Stupid. You're stupid, Sullivan. Who's gonna know if you win or not if you kill off the spectators? Stupid. It's gotten pretty quiet around here, hasn't it? Well, one more drink before I go. Stupid. Smells good. You like your meat marinated, Bear? You do? Well, too bad, because I just went on the wagon again. Not that you'll know it, Sullivan, but you lost this one. Even if it is only a tiny victory. Here's to you, Timmy! God help me. I always knew I'd die in front. I'm still here.
Are you okay, Becker? Becker!
Neil? Is that you, Neil?
Happy to see me?
Oh, you've no idea!
Thought you might be. Now, if I can only figure out how to get down there...
found it.
Let's just hope it's the right one. Be just like that little bastard to leave the wrong key. Does it fit?
Give me a minute.
Okay, a minute. That was some shooting, Neil.
Just lucky.
Lucky for me.
So you owe me one. There. I got it.
Oh, that's great. That's really great. Whoa, dizzy. Can't hold my liquor.
Some things never change. So how'd you get in this fix, anyway?
Sullivan got the drop on me. Just like he got the drop on Whiskey Dan.
Didn't see it coming, eh?
No, I didn't see it coming.
Hey, calm down. You're not the only person he fooled. He stumbled into my camp a couple of hours ago.
What?
He said you'd had an accident. I sent him for help.
You sent him for help? Oh, he is a clever little bastard.
What I can't figure out is why he told me where to find you.
Part of the game.
Game?
He doesn't want to kill me, Neil. He wants me alive and frightened and one step behind him. He wants me to know what he's doing without being able to stop him. He's after Fiona.
Maybe you better tell me the whole story.
Yeah, I will. On the way down. Oh, we've got to go now.
We'll pile some rocks on Dan first. That should protect him till we can send somebody back. Come on, Becker. A little work should sober you up.
You know, I had to, Neil. I had to drink. It wasn't for me.
This is really strange, Becker.
Yes, it is. And it's going to get stranger.
You have just heard part one of The Hunt, episode 12 of Becker, written by Martin Kinch and starring Andy Maton in the title role. Others in the cast were Daryl Shuttleworth as Sergeant Drake, Christopher Hunt as Tim Sullivan, Natasha Gerges as Fiona, with Stephen Hare as Mr. Hickey, and Shauna Laurie Burnett as the waitress. Music was arranged and conducted by Michael Becker. The recording engineer was Bob Doble, with sound effects by Norman Hurley. The production assistant was Christine Story. Becker is produced and directed in Calgary by Martin Fishman. Our series executive producer in Toronto is Bill Howell.